Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. Let's give him adoration. Bless the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days. Give him glory. Give him honor. Worship him. Adore him. Bless the Almighty God, the All-Sufficient God, the God who can do all things, the powerful God, the kind God, the merciful God. Worship him, give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Now lift your voice to him loud and clear and say, Father, this very day, let me have a special encounter with you. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. This very day, O Lord, let me have a very special encounter with you. An encounter that will change my life forever. Lord God Almighty, this very day, let me have a very special encounter with you. Let me have a very special encounter with you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Oh Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Mighty is your name.
Mighty is your name.
Hallelujah.
Mighty is your name.
Hallelujah.
Mighty is your name, O Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Jesus is your name.
Jesus is your name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is your name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh,
Jesus is your name.
Hallelujah,
Jesus is your name.
Hallelujah,
Jesus is your name.
Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the all-sufficient God, the great provider, the great healer, the great deliverer, we give you all glory, we give you all honor. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Today, in a very special way, let every one of us have a special encounter with you. Let us have an encounter with you that will change our lives forever. And when you've done it, take all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. I want you to shake hands with two or three people and prophesy to them and say, before this day is over, you will be a different person. Go ahead, tell two or three people, before this day is over, you're going to be a different person entirely. Thank you, Father. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 4. We're reading from verse 8 to 17. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 17. I want you to know that this is the first of three very, very special days. Days you will never forget for the rest of your life. So your friends who might not have heard about what's going on, make sure you inform them so that they be partakers at least from tomorrow onward. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8 to 17. And it fell on a day, and today is going to be your day. It fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came, thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily she had no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. And the woman conceived, and bear a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. Whatever miracle you have been waiting for, you get it today. I'm going to be as brief as possible so that we'll have time to pray. Because these 3 days are 3 days that will transform your life completely. And the first thing I want to point out to you from this story that I've read to you is that God can make the great greater. Because here we read about the story of a great woman. But by the time the story ended, the great woman had become a greater woman. If you are small and you want to be great, God will make it possible. If you are already great and you want to become greater, even before these 3 days are over, it will be done. Why? Because according to Psalm 75 from verse 6 to 7, Psalm 75 from verse 6 to 7, the Bible says God is the promoter. It tells us that promotion does not come from the east or west or south, but God is the judge. He lifts up one and brings down another. He can promote you. He can take you to greater heights. In 2 Chronicles chapter 1 from verse 6 to 12, 2 Chronicles chapter 1 from verse 6 to 12, the Bible tells us about a young boy called Solomon. He was already a king, the king of a nation. That makes him great. And then he gave to God a thanksgiving offering, 1,000 burnt offering. And by the time God paid him a visit, by the time he had a divine encounter, by the time God finished with him, he had become much greater. In Genesis chapter 26, if you read from verse 12 to 14, Genesis 26, from verse 12 to 14, the Bible spoke about a man called Isaac. It tells us that the man waxed great. He became very great. He became great. But God didn't stop with him there. The Bible says he went forward. He became great. Then he went forward. And then he grew until he became very great. I don't know whose history God is writing today, but very soon it will be said of you, he was great, then he went forward, and then he grew until he became very great. If you are that fellow, let me hear you shout hallelujah. I've told you the story before. I was invited to come and teach some great people. And I mean really great ones in VI. And I went and I spoke to them about the Almighty God. At the end of the meeting, there was this young man who came to see me. I don't know how he managed to be in that group because he was small. How small was he? He had only 10 or I think 11 petrol stations. That's how small he was. I'm sure some of you will say, if I'm that small, I don't think I would mind at all. But compared to those who were there, he was small. He came to me after the meeting and said, "Sir, I've never heard anybody speak about God the way you have done. And so I want to give you a gift. And this is all I have in my pocket." And he gave me a gift of $10,000. I took it from him and prayed for him. I said, "Next time will be more." He left and was very angry. He thought I was a very greedy pastor. "I'm giving you $10,000 and you are saying next time will be more. That means this one is small." But the following year he returned, because that meeting was a yearly one in those days. And this time he came to see me after the preaching and said, "Sir, last year when you said next time will be more, I was angry with you. But now I understand. Because last year I had 11 petrol stations, Now I have 110. And then he gave me another gift. And I won't tell you how much. That's none of your business. Then I took it from him and I prayed for him. I said, next time will be more. I prophesied to somebody here today. The Almighty God will make you greater. Point number two. The God who can make the great greater can make the incomplete complete. The great woman of Shunem was incomplete. She had money, she had influence, but she was barren. She was incomplete. But because of the divine encounter she heard, she moved from incomplete to complete. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. He said, the one who had begun a good work in you will fulfill it. We perform it. We complete it. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, Philippians 4, verse 19, the Bible says, my God shall supply all your needs, not some of them, but all of them, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In 2 Kings chapter 5, from verse 1 to 14, 2 Kings chapter 5, from verse 1 to 14, the Bible tells us of Naaman. He was a great general. He was successful. He was rich. He was famous. But he was a leper. He had everything, but he was incomplete. He had money. He had fame. He had influence, but physically it was incomplete. Then he had an encounter with God, and all of a sudden the incomplete became complete. There might be some of you listening to me today all over the world, and there's only one thing remaining to make you joyful in the name that's above every other name. Before this day is over, God will take care of that. Now, I was talking to you about this meeting that I used to have with these eminent people in VI. And in those days, they used to rotate it from one great person to another great fellow. So on this particular occasion, the meeting was going to hold in the house of a woman. I got there, and the big people were still coming. So she asked me to wait in her living room while they were getting ready. And he asked me to sit in one living room. And where I was sitting, I could see that there were five living rooms joined together in order of splendor. You have to climb some steps from living room number one to living room number two, steps from living room number two to three, and so on. Now, where I was asked to wait was the smallest of the five. Everything was just super. And when I looked around and I saw the splendor, I wanted to change my sermon. Because I had gone there with the intention of speaking that God can give you a miracle. But when I saw what I saw, I said, no, this fellow, she doesn't need a miracle. But God spoke to me and said, no, Continue with your topic. She needs one badly. Later on, I also discover that she had a problem. One son, and that one son was hooked on drugs. And so badly hooked on drug that when the woman refused to give her money again to buy drugs, she planted drugs in her portmanteau when she was traveling abroad. And so she got to Britain and was arrested, and she had to use all her influence to be set free. God said she needed a miracle. That day, the boy gave his life to Jesus, and the problem was over. Everything in your life that is not making your joy full, my Father will deal with it today. Point number three. God can take you from glory to glory. This woman was great. This woman was influential. This woman had everything, but her glory was not what it should be. She was well known by everybody around. The king knew her. The commander-in-chief of the armed forces knew her. She had glory. But the Almighty God stepped into the situation. She had an encounter with God, and she moved from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 tells us that as we behold the Almighty God as in a mirror, He can transform you from glory to glory. And that will be your portion today. Take a young man called David, for example. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 from verse 11 to 13, 1 Samuel 16 from 11 to 13, this young man was a shepherd boy. The Almighty God grabbed him and anointed him to be king in the midst of his brethren. So he was king at home. But years passed before 2 Samuel chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. 2 Samuel 2 from verse 1 to 4. When the boy who was king at home became king of Judah. And then years passed before 2 Samuel chapter 5 from verse 1 to 3. 2 Samuel 5 from verse 1 to 3. And the one who was king of Judah became king of Israel. Judah was just one tribe in Israel. But then he now became king over the 12 tribes. But God didn't stop there. He kept on moving him from glory to glory until we read in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Mark chapter 10, 46 to 52. When Bartimaeus was crying out to Jesus Christ, he said, "Jesus, thou son of David." Now we all know that Jesus is the King of Kings. So God moved David until he became the father of the King of Kings. He kept on moving him from glory to glory. You already know the story of one of my children who came to me and said, "Daddy, I'm tired of being on one spot for a long time. I want to launch out to the deep. I want something great to happen now. I've applied for a job, and I want you to pray for me that everything will go very well because you have invited me for the interview." And I said, "No problem. I want to pray for you." He said, no, don't pray. Just speak a word. You know the story. So I spoke a word. Everything will go well. He said, "Yes, Daddy, thank you." And then he went, came back after the interview. I said, "Daddy, oh, it was wonderful. I prepared very hard for the interview. I got there, they asked me only 3 questions. What's your name? I told them. What job have you applied for? Assistant General Manager. When can you start? And I told them I will start tomorrow. I said, congratulations. He said, no, speak another word. So I said, all right, the Almighty God will make sure that your promotion is rapid there. He said, amen. And then he went, came back the following day, trembling. What's the problem? He said, when I got there, as I was arriving, they told me to go into the boardroom where I was interviewed the other day, and I met the same people who interviewed me. And they said, young man, after you left yesterday, our managing director resigned. Are you ready for the post of managing director? He said, I am ready. So he came, I said, congratulations. He said, no, speak another word. So I said, all right then, the one who has started the good work in you will complete it. I'm happy somebody said amen to that. Then the following day he came. This time he was almost speechless. I said, what's the problem? What's the problem now? He said, I got to the same place, about to begin work. They asked me to go to the boardroom. I went to the boardroom. I met the same people there. And they said, young man, we have discovered why our managing director left us. A company competing with us had offered him double the salary we were paying him. Because we don't want you to go, we will double your salary. He hasn't even started work. And then he came and I said, now congratulations. He said, no, speak another word. And I said, do you want to take the company from the owner? I decree into the life of somebody here today, God will move you from glory to glory. Which brings us to the next point. God can bless you beyond your desire. This woman's desire was, I'm okay as I am. I am rich. I am famous. I'm influential. What else can anybody ask for? I have a good husband. There's peace in my home. So when the man of God said that God is going to make you complete, that God is going to make you greater than you are, that God is going to move you from glory to glory, she said, man of God, don't deceive me. She said, I don't think I can receive that. But the Almighty God went ahead all the same and bless her beyond her wildest dreams, because she was barren and the husband was old. In Psalm 23 verse 5, the Bible says, thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. The Almighty God could have stopped when the cup was full, but he kept on pouring, adding more and more. The Bible tells us in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, that when we bring all the tithes to his house, he says he will open the window of heaven and pour us a blessing, that there will not be enough room to contain. In Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 9 to 10, Proverbs 3 verse 9 to 10, the Bible says, when we honor God with the first fruit of our increase, he will see to it that our barn will burst, God is always doing much more than you can contain. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Ephesians 3 verse 20 says God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. He can bless you beyond your desire. I'll tell you two stories very quickly. Both of them, you know. I became general overseer in 1981. And I was living in one room in Mushi. One room in Mushi. Those of you who know Lagos, you know what Mushi must have been like in 1981. You know what it is like even today. One room there. And I cried to God, God, please build a boy's quarter. Just a boy's quarter. Because I left my family back in Ilorin where I was a lecturer before God called me to full-time ministry. And God spoke to me and said, son, don't ask me for a house because I've decided to build you a city. It didn't make sense to somebody living in one room in Mushi that God can move in from one room in Mushi into a city. But look around you now. Look around you now. God can bless you beyond your desire. Let me tell you another one. This one is a small one, funny one, but it's true. We were going out fishing one December. And as we were driving along, we saw a signboard that says, turkey for sale. And I said to my children, there were very little things then, I said, do you know, I never had turkey for Christmas since I was born. I just said it, and we drove on. By the time I came back from a fishing, God has provided three turkeys. Three turkeys for me alone. When I got to church the following Sunday, I announced to the people, I was thinking, I didn't pray, I was thinking of one turkey, and God has given me three. And I told the people at the headquarters, because I saw the way they were looking at me, that this is not an invitation to dinner. I'm not asking you to come and join me eating my turkeys. By the time I came home after service, my turkey had increased to 7. There is somebody here today. You are going to ask God for one miracle, he will give you 7. That brings us to point number 5. When we are talking about divine encounter, when we are talking about God making the great greater, making the incomplete complete, making your desire, giving you much more than you can even ask for, moving you from glory to glory, age is no barrier to him. It doesn't matter whether you are young, it doesn't matter if you are old, it doesn't matter whether you are already retired. When you have a divine encounter with God, all that I have said can be true of you. For example, in 1 Samuel chapter 3 from verse 2 to 4, 1 Samuel 3, 2 to 4, God had an encounter with a child called Samuel. In Exodus chapter 3 from verse 1 to 15, Exodus 3 from verse 1 to 15, God had an encounter with a man, Moses, who was already 80 years old. In Genesis chapter 18 from verse 1 to 14, Genesis 18 from verse 1 to 14, God had an encounter with Abraham, who was already 100 years old. So you can have an encounter with God today, no matter how young you are. And no matter how old you are. Age is no barrier. It doesn't discriminate age-wise. So I rejoice with the young. I rejoice with the old. I rejoice with the aged. Because you are all going to have an encounter with him today. Maybe I should tell you two stories quickly. One for a young boy and one for an old woman. They are not new stories, so I'm not manufacturing them. I've told you the story of a young Arab boy who fled to London because he gave his life to Jesus in his country, and they were going to kill him, so he ran. And because he came to London illegally, he had no papers. And so he couldn't get a good job. And they employed him at a fast food restaurant. And he never thought anything great can happen to him. But you wait and see what God is going to do for you this year. One day, a very wealthy Arab came to London. He wanted to buy houses. He was loaded with money. But he couldn't speak English. So whenever he saw a house that he liked, he would just walk there and talk to the man that he believed to be the owner and say, house, I buy. And the fellow would say, get away from here. Who told you I want to sell my house? And he kept on going around until he was tired and hungry. And then he saw the sign of food being sold in a restaurant. And he went in. And he sat down, and this young Arab boy went there to serve him. And he was grumbling to himself in Arabic. These stupid people, I want to buy houses, they won't even sell to me. And the boy heard him speaking in Arabic and spoke to him. Sir, what is the problem? He looked at the boy and said, you speak my language? The boy said, yes. And you speak English too? The boy said, yes. He said, please, I want you to come and be my interpreter for 3 days. The boy said, no. If I do that, I will lose my job. He said, but I will pay you well. The boy said, no, I can't lose my job. He said, I will pay you well. The boy said, how much? He said, £1 million per day. The boy said, please don't go away. He ran to the owner of the restaurant and said, bye-bye. That one said, if you go and you come back, I will employ you. Say, I will never come back. Let me see somebody say bye-bye to poverty. If you believe that's you, let me hear you shout hallelujah. That's the story of one young man. Let me tell you the story of an old woman. She came here. I was a member of the church. And the program was on, one of the programs. And the Almighty God spoke and said, there's someone here. You are heavily in debt. Because she was a widow. The husband had died. Left her with 17 mouths to feed and heavily in debt. And God spoke and said, there's someone here, you're going to have 3 financial breakthroughs. God said the first one is his own, 100%. The second is 50-50, 50 for God, 50 for you. And God said the third one will wipe out your debt. And it will be 100% your own. She heard and said, thank God, that must be me. Soon after that, she came with the first breakthrough, and it was a lot of money, and brought it to me. I said, no, mama, because I knew her story very well. How are you sure you are the one God is talking about? I can't take this money from you. She says, sir, do you want to rob me of the remaining miracles? I said, no. So I took the money, but I couldn't spend it, so I kept it. Soon she came back with the second miracle. And when the third miracle came, the Almighty God moved so mightily. The bank in London that the husband was owing wrote to her to say, we made a mistake. Your husband is not owing us. We are the one owing him. And what they paid her was so much that she became a director of a bank. I prophesy to somebody here today, it doesn't matter your age, you will have a divine encounter with God. But the conclusion of the matter is this. This great woman had this great divine encounter because God was saying thank you to her. The Bible said she saw a man of God passing by and compelled him to come and eat in her house. A man of God went, ate, enjoyed the food, and kept coming back for more. Then she moved on further and built the man of God a house. It was God saying thank you to her that led to her greatness becoming greater, that led to her incompleteness becoming complete, that moved her from glory to glory, that caused the Almighty God to do for her more than she can even ask for. God is always saying thank you. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10. Hebrews 6 verse 10 says, God never forgets our labor of love. He does not forget. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He rewards. Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to 7. Luke 5 from verse 1 to 7 tells us that when Peter made his boat available to God to use, God said thank you. And after God said thank you to him, he made a single catch and two boats were filled to sinking with fish. God, we say thank you to somebody who has done great things for him. God is going to say thank you to those people who this year will win souls for him. God is going to say thank you to people who this year will plant churches for him. God is going to say thank you this year to those who will seek him diligently. I'll tell you one more story and then it will be time for us to pray tonight. I've told you before, some of you have heard the story. I went to a town in the south, and when I got there, there was this very rich man, very wealthy man, who came to receive me at the airport. In those days, with the Mercedes Benz that they called Obokun, the biggest Mercedes Benz in town, he was the one driving me around while I was there. When they took me to his house, oh my God, There are houses and there are houses. Finally, when I was about to leave, he brought me back to the airport. And because of the way I've been brought up, when somebody has been good to me, I want to say thank you. But I can't give money to this man. If I were for sale, he could buy me. So I did what I thought is the way out. I put some money in an envelope and handed it over to him. I said, sir, please give this to your child. He took the envelope and began to say, amen, amen, amen. Ah, I was embarrassed. I looked at the pastor. What's the problem with him? I mean, what have I done? And the pastor said, he has no child. Oh, I said, good. Then it is done. In the name that's above every other name, whatever may be your request, today it is done. The following year, I went back to the same town for ministration. And the same man came to meet me at the airport in his big Mercedes-Benz car. But as I was going towards the car, he was coming out of the car with a gift wrapped very beautifully in his hand. And he said, sir, last year I was barren. This year, this is a gift from my firstborn. The Almighty God is going to say thank you to somebody here today. In conclusion, the first divine encounter that anybody could have with Jesus Christ is when you surrender your life to Him. And He has given you an invitation. He said, come unto me, come and have an encounter with me. In Matthew 11, from verse 28 to 30, come, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. The invitation is there. It's waiting for you to come and have an encounter with Him. So if you are here and you have not surrendered your life to Jesus yet, if you are here and you are still pretending to be a Christian, but you are not. If you are here and you have known about Jesus, but you are yet to know Jesus Himself, come and give your life to Him today. Let Him save your soul. Let Him wash you in His blood. Let Him remove your sin. Let Him give you a brand new beginning. I'm counting now from 1 to 7. If you want to give your life to Jesus, come very quickly and I will pray with you. He will save your soul, and from today onward, everything will become new for you. So I'm counting now. 1, 2. Three. Four. Oh, you need an encounter within. And the first encounter is the one that has to do with salvation of your soul. You come, you surrender your life to Him, His blood will wash away your sins, and everything will become new for you. 5. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Those of you who are coming. sakes. Thank you very much. Those of you on the way, keep coming. Those of you in front, cry to the Almighty God and ask Him to have mercy on you. Ask Him to save your soul. Promise Him that from now on you will serve Him. And the rest of us, please, let's stretch our hands towards these people and intercede for them, that the one who saved our souls will save their own souls also. Let's pray for them, that today they will have an encounter with Jesus that will lead to the salvation of their souls. Let's pray that everything will become new for them. Intercede for them for just 1 minute. And if you are coming, you better run now, because I'm about to pray, and you make sure you get here before I finish praying. Call on Jesus and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Save my soul. Wash me clean with your blood. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. My Father, my God, I want to bless your holy name. I want to thank you for your word. And I want to thank you for all these people that have come forward to surrender their lives to you. Father, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. I'm asking, Lord God Almighty, that you will save their souls today, that your blood will wash away their sins, that you will receive them into the family of God, that from now on, any time they call on you, you will answer them by fire. And I pray that they will serve you for the rest of their lives. Thank you, my Father and my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward. I want to assure you that from now on, by the grace of God, I'll be praying for you. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer requests. So if you follow that brother to your left, he will take you to where some pastors are waiting for you. They will collect the information I need, and then they bring you back very quickly. God bless you. Let's begin to go now. Let's begin to go. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause as these people begin to go. Let's give the Lord a big, big round of applause. Thank you, Father. Come on, give the Lord a big round of applause. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, we're about to pray. And we'll do two things together, because we have only 2 minutes or so left. You take your offering that you're going to lift to the Almighty God right now. Just like this woman was receiving a thank you from God from what she had done, I want you to give God something today that will attract a thank you from Him. Something special. Something that God Himself will look down from heaven and say, well done. You take that offering and stand on your feet and lift it to the Almighty God. And pray this prayer with all your heart. And say, Father, this very day, let me have an encounter with you that will move me from greatness to greater greatness. An encounter with you that will move me from glory to glory. An encounter with you that will make my joy complete. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Father, let me have an encounter with you today. An encounter with you that will make me greater than I've ever been. Almighty God, let me have an encounter with you that will make me complete in joy, complete in every aspect of life. Let me have an encounter with you, O Lord, that will move me from glory to glory. Let me have an encounter with you, Lord God Almighty, that will cause you to do more for me than I can even dream possible. Lord God Almighty, let me have a very special encounter with you today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Now I want you to go to the nearest basket to you, dancing, rejoicing, because your life is already different now. And drop your offering there, and then I will bless you before you go. Over to you, band.
Thank you, Jesus, the owner of my soul. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to be praised. In all generations, there is no one like you. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, the owner of my soul. Alpha Omega, you are worthy to be praised. In all generations, there is no one like you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The owner of my soul.
Alpha Omega.
Eternal rock of ages,
eternal rock of ages.
My Father, my God, I want to bless your holy name, because you are the all-sufficient God. I commit all these your children, those here and those who are listening to us all over the world, I commit them into your hands. Today, visit them all. Move them from greatness to greatness. From glory to glory. From joy to joy. From victory to victory. This very day, Lord God Almighty, let their joy become complete. Even before we meet tomorrow, Lord God Almighty, let them have testimonies. The Lord will bless your offering. He will sanctify it. He will use it for his glory. And in the mighty name of Jesus, you will never lack again. He will go with you as you go. And in his kingdom, none of you will be missing. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Oh God, the biggest breakthrough tonight. Let me hear you shout the biggest hallelujah.